Speaking about women in the street, we have our first guest for the show. And Noni Khatebe recently joined the Good Hope FM family after winning the 2020 Campus DJ search. The Johannesburg-born 22-year-old was hit by the radio bug shortly after joining campus radio in her first year studying at the University of Cape Town, where she completed her Bachelor of Social Sciences degree in 2020. Noni's passion for both radio and academia runs deep as she continues to study towards an honors degree in international relations, while simultaneously dedicated to bringing her voice, creativity, energy, versatile music taste, knowledge to the Good Hope FM airways every Sunday evening. As the leader of a young women's nonprofit empowerment program in Langa Township, it is fair to note that women empowerment is an incredible, important topic and movement to this young lady. Welcome to the show, Noni, from one radio voice to another.
Sheesh, what an intro. That's like a whole bunch. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Yo, I've had a busy day. Still going to get even more busy, but I'm really good. I'm excited. I'm grateful to be busy.
You look very beautiful, might I add.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Noni, can you please share with us what about radio excites you?
Oh, my days. I think, first of all, the live aspect of it. And obviously speaking to so many people, like, for me, that's crazy. And I don't know, just being a voice for the people and speaking to, communicating with my listener, I think is the biggest thing for me. That's what I enjoyed the first time I was on air, you know, realizing that, oh, flip, you're saying something and then they're going to message you and, you know, respond to what you're saying. You're like creating a relationship with these people. So it's having a friend in the air on the other side of the mic. I don't know, and just also living on the edge because a lot happens on live radio.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Noni, can you please explain, because I find this hard to believe, how do you manage to balance radio and being a student?
Yo, so honestly, I don't know. There's no formula, but just managing your time, I guess, is the main thing. Because my radio schedule was rigorous, and so was my academic schedule. But just managed my time and still made time for social activities, because that's very important. So it's literally about time management. And also, when you're super passionate about something, it doesn't feel like you have to drag yourself to the radio station after, like, working. And that's the same way I felt about my schoolwork. So, yeah.
Do you planning on marrying the two in the future?
Oh, my days. I mean, kind of, I guess. Because you mentioned earlier about the Women Empowerment Program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's associated with, like, this other huge thing. I don't know if I can say it on you. It's with the UN, right? So I'm studying international relations and all those things. So I'd like to be, you know, an ambassador for that in the future, and also just use my platforms when they get bigger or while they're growing to kind of just promote that women empowerment thing. And I don't know, somehow they'll come together.
Noni, now that you won campus DJ, the campus DJ search, how was that experience for you? And how did it feel like when you were the winner?
It was fun, I won't lie. It was a fun journey, because one thing about me is I'm super intentional when I do something. Like, I won't just do it because, okay, YOLO. Especially with something that's, like, of such a huge, I don't know, it's such a big deal for me, because this is like a career move, a career step. So being intentional about it made it even more fun. It made it fulfilling, even getting to that final round. And then coming out tops was like cherry on top. So I don't know. I'm also a very, like, spiritual person, so I'm just grateful to God for all of that.
What would you say drew you to be part of the Good Hope FM team?
So, actually, Good Hope was like a full circle moment for me, because I had my first ever interview on there. Back when I was a student, I used to do like competitions. I used to sing and rap and all these things. And so Good Hope used to like kind of, they were the media partner with all these competitions. So I had an interview on there and I just loved the presenters and I loved the vibe. I loved the space. And I was like, yo, one day, please, Lord. And then it happened through the campus DJ search. Yeah, crazy.
Now, Noni, being a young woman in radio, do you feel like the industry is opening up for the youth and making space for young reporters like myself?
That's a really good one. I love it. Look, man, I think that some are trying. I think they're starting to get the fact that we actually need younger people who are actually talented in contrast to celebrities being on the airwaves. I mean, if you think about what Good Hope's doing with the campus DJ search, it's cool. They don't have to, you don't have to win a contract or whatever with them. You can just win the competition and great. But they're giving young people an opportunity. So there are some stations that are like trying, I guess. And one thing about me, I know that competition's a huge thing, especially in the entertainment industry, but I always like say there is literally space for everyone. So it's about us getting in there, and some are trying, and once we get in there, we work around it and we make space for each other, because that's how it works.
One day yeah. A girlie one day.
Girl, 100%. Co-host, come on.
Noni, now you work with young women, especially in Gwalanga.
Yebo.
What are some of the challenges that young women are facing, and what is the group doing to combat these?
Yeah, there's a lot. There are a lot of challenges. First of all, okay, obviously, let's start with the main one. Big one in South Africa. Gender-based violence, it is still prevalent, especially in the townships, especially like with young women, and it's normally family members or like close friends. And like we have this generational thing, especially as Black people, where like our culture is kind of used to I don't want to say apologize for the GBV or like patriarchy, let's put it that way, before we go into GBV, where, you know, women are expected to do certain things and blah, blah. There's that.
So
that's the problem.
Stereotypes in a way.
Yeah, so there's that problem, and then there's GBV. So there's no growth in the woman's life, in a young woman's life, especially in the township, because she goes to school, Gwalanga, she learns, no, this is what a woman does. No, you don't have to study further. After university, you're going to be a wife. Or like, yeah, you're going to cook for your family, which is fine, right? But like, it shouldn't stand in the way of other opportunities that may help her flourish in the future. So that's one thing. Cultural battles, generational things. Don't get me wrong. I am 100% cultural. Understand, believe in it. But I do also think that it shouldn't inhibit our opportunities as women. So, yeah. And then there's the GBV. And then there's lack of access. Like, in the township itself, I don't know how to put this, but let's start with the education system in South Africa. We already know that it's not the strongest system. Mm-hmm. And you go to the township, and there is quite a bit of, like, see, now, there are some teachers that try, but more often than not, there's a bit of incompetence when it comes to teaching and being passionate about teaching the children. And obviously that affects marks and that affects opportunities. Mm-hmm. Young Black children from the township aren't able to get into university. So there are a lot of issues mm-hmm. that we just need to like work around and figure out without looking down on our cultures as Black people. But also just moving forward as a generation and taking opportunities as they come, creating opportunities. Easier said than done, I know. But we are trying by having workshops with them and letting them know what is out there outside of where you're from. Mm. You know, you are able to go to UCT.
Yes.
If you want to. You can. Just put your mind to it and go for it. We're here to help. So that's what we're doing at the moment. But yeah, next year we're probably going to do a lot more because I'll be free in terms of university. So yeah.
It sounds like a cool job, but yet very stressful.
I mean, yeah, it's so, it is kind of voluntary.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess also I grew up in Langane, but I didn't grow up in, like, there's different areas, Golang. So I grew up in a certain area, but I was exposed to every other part of it. So it's, I don't know if it, it didn't feel like hectic. It felt like something that I need to do since I have been afforded an opportunity to know both sides of the world or whatever.
There's,
I don't know.
Both worlds.
Yes, I guess. But yeah.
Noni, where do you see, where do you hope to see yourself in the next 5 years? So I know a lot of people ask this, but like, yeah, 5 years from now, where do you see Noni? What is she doing?
Who?
Or what will she be doing at that time?
Ooh, hectic stuff. Okay, Noni in 5 years will be 27. Okay. Ooh. So I will still be doing radio, because I love that. Hopefully I'll have like a podcast or something. Something fun like that, because, yeah, I like to talk.
My G vibes.
You know what I mean? And then, yeah, that. And then, obviously, I hope to create a program, another one, because this one is affiliated with the UN, of course. But, like, one that is, like, mine. Maybe, yeah, funded by those huge thingies. But I'm a huge, like, I just need girl power. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I need another incredible women empowerment situation going on. So there will be that in 5 years. I'll know what it is. And, of course, I'll have a business, like something in tech, something I'm starting to invest in. And I don't know. We'll see. Really, like, I'm a go-for-it kind of person. So you might even see me, like, on your TV.
I'm like, I don't know. I've spoken to her, people.
So, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot. But those are, like, the top things, I guess, in 5 years.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
To the interview? So, that I'd like to add to the interview. When did you start doing radio? Ooh, we're gonna switch it up.
Oh, okay. I started in 2017. I think I was 13 at the time. Very nervous. Yeah. I remember my live first live interview.
Yeah.
It was like, sounded like you're crying, but no, you know.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Shaky breath.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're doing really well.
Thank you.
Proud of you. I'm trying to think of anything else. No, really, nothing else. But continue doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
As I said, I was super excited to be here. I'm so grateful that you invited me. And yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. And I hope you the very best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you so much.